made you some unsportsmanlike content. Unsportsmanlike content. Content. Unsportsmanlike content. Content. Content that's unsportsmanlike.
Okay, as we get ready to wind things down on this Monday, let's tackle some of the topics maybe we haven't touched on today.
Like golf.
We haven't said a thing about golf.
Not one thing.
Scottie Scheffler's final putt dropped at the Masters. Jim Nance dropped the line, stardom confirmed. How do we feel about this, given there were so many puns about him being a father?
I mean, far be it for me to criticize someone's call, but what does that mean?
Stardom confirmed?
Stardom confirmed?
Now he's a superstar.
That was tough.
Sure. I mean,
he impregnates the hole. You know, he could have said that.
Scheffler fills another hole.
Yeah, he gives birth to a new era.
That would have been funny.
That would have been way better. The whole story, all weekend long, they wouldn't shut up about it. Was that his wife was pregnant, and what happens if his wife is going to give birth to the baby?
How about this one for a serious one?
Okay.
Scheffler beats the field and beats the stork.
Oh, that's a great one.
Oh, that's really good.
I thought that here's a two-word one that would have been an easy pun from Alex Kirshner. Oh, baby. Oh, baby. But stardom confirmed? Nance, tough look, bro.
He might have been out of practice. I mean, he hasn't called a game
since the Super Bowl.
So maybe he just needed a little more practice.
Yeah.
Maybe he shouldn't have given up on the Final Four so soon.
Maybe
that was the line he had planned for UConn and Dan Hurley. Stardom confirmed. And then he said, oh, I couldn't use it there.
I got to use it.
But
it's like such a good idea that he's like, I'm going to save this one.
Yeah.
Save it for Patrick Mahomes. This could have been a Super Bowl call. Stardom confirmed. We now know Patrick Mahomes is a star.
Now I'm glad I didn't watch to the end. I saw, you know, when he finished
I
up
stuck
on
around just because I wanted to see the call.
I just stuck around to hear, you know, Vern give his final sound off.
To wave from the tree.
And then I turned it off so I could turn up the volume on the NASCAR race.
Maybe he needed Tony Romo there with him so he could encourage him to say something better.
Maybe you're right, Nick.
What is Masters low amateur Neil Shipley looking at off camera?
So this was at the end of the proceedings. Of course, they go back to Butler Cabin and they do the whole Masters, you know, green jacket presentation. And Neil Shipley, the low amateur, is there and they're interviewing him. And there's one very quick, something catches his attention and he's glancing off camera while this camera zoomed in on him.
Are we doing jokes or are we doing serious?
You can say whatever you want.
I mean, the answer is probably he's never seen that many people in that room before, and he just got nervous with all the cameras around. Something serious? I mean, maybe he saw Jim Nance writing out his final call on one of the sheets.
Or maybe he saw, you know, because we know famously Tiger abstained before the tournament. Maybe Tiger was already getting a jump start on it.
Good for Tiger. Look, we've all wanted to do it at Butler Cabin. Am I right, Nick?
I don't get the reference.
He's in Butler Cabin.
Oh, yes.
We were just talking about Butler Cabin. Thanks for listening to the segment, Nick.
I was preparing for the next one.
Interesting.
Boston's Kenley Jansen.
Boston College!
No, it's Boston Red Sox.
Oh, my bad.
They lost
Boston
today.
Boston Marathon!
They lost today.
I saw that.
Boston Red Sox.
Yeah, I saw this and heard about this.
Kenley Jansen is upset with the quality of baseballs. I got to get better, but also, if you're playing in the cold weather, windy, and you get pearls, balls out there that's not rubbed well, I don't know where the ball's going. He added the bullpen balls were being rubbed better than the game balls. Sour grapes, or is there something here?
What is going on with Boston and balls and making sure they're rubbed and inflated properly?
I forgot about that. Great point, yeah.
What's happening
in that city?
I find it hard to believe that the bullpen balls are treated better than the game balls.
Yeah, this is sour grapes AF. Wasn't the weather bad for this game?
Well, yeah, and Kenley Jansen famously played most of his career in Los Angeles.
Bingo.
Where it's not this damn cold.
Soft West Coast lib.
Oh, righty Josh.
I think that's what's going on here. I think it's pretty easy to figure out what's happened.
Yeah, I think Kenley doth protest too much.
He definitely does.
Because no one else has been complaining about this. It'd be one thing if he was saying, hey, I'm not pitching well because I can feel my tiny letters on my back because of these terrible uniforms. I would buy that.
Yeah.
By the way, did you notice
Kenley?
Two things? Today, Boston went back to last year's jersey.
I didn't.
And last week, I think it was on Friday or Thursday or Friday, that Bryce Harper was wearing last year's jersey.
Just the only guy?
Yes.
That's like the 1995 Orange Bowl when Nebraska had players that were wearing the previous year's Orange Bowl jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Weird. I bet this is going to happen more and more. How did he find it?
I mean, they're everywhere. He's probably got thousands of them.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. Ball players get new jerseys all the time.
Yeah, but, like, why would he still have last year's? Do you think it was framed at his home?
I don't know. That'd
what
be
if it
funny.
Was that?
That'd
if
be funny.
Because they get the end-of-season jersey, right? It's like a part of the goodbye or whatever. He's like, screw this. I'm taking this
he
out
He probably
of the frame.
Had it framed, and it said break glass in case of fanatics.
Did they
clink?
Did they make the NLCS last year, the Phillies? What if you had to pull off a patch, a playoffs
that would be
patch?
Funny. That would be
he's
funny.
Like, I got to use this thing.
Remember the glut of veteran NFL quarterbacks in the free agent cycle? Well, as pointed out by NBC's Mike Florio, next year's quarterback free agent market, possibly led by Dak Prescott, could be larger.
What's the question here, Nick? What are you implying here?
I'm just stating a fact.
Interesting.
Well, I mean,
it
Prescott.
Tua.
Tua. Jared Goff.
Yeah, yeah.
Russell Wilson and
That's
Justin
right.
Fields.
I thought we were naming good quarterbacks.
Oh, we haven't named one yet, have we?
Wow.
Except for Jared.
Jared.
And Tua.
Nah.
It could be a pretty big class.
It was cold, Josh.
Aaron Rodgers could be there if he doesn't retire after this season.
Oh, that'll be interesting. And he won't be vice president, famously.
He will not be vice president.
Yep. So I guess that'll be good for him and them.
Yeah, there actually could be quite a few guys that could end up in next year's bucket.
And then it'll be interesting to see what the quarterback class looks like and how much people will be looking for free agents versus going somewhere in the draft. Mm.
The New York Jets made it official. They're throwing back to a different throwback than the throwback they threw it back to several years ago. John, as a child of the 80s, what do you think of the Jets returning to the 80s?
Is there full-time uniforms now?
Yes, this is their full-time uniforms. They're going back to what they call the sack exchange era, which was the 80s.
I mean, is that because they had that one guy who set the sack record?
Well, no, they had the New York Sack Exchange. Mark Gastineau, Joe Klecko.
Because he set the record, didn't he, Gastineau? Didn't he have the most sacks in a season before Strahan did?
He might have. No. Who was that record holder before
Strahan? I thought it was Gastineau.
That doesn't sound right. Who did he have? He might have been. Either way, I mean, the whole... It was, you know, back in the era where we had cool nicknames for defenses. Like,
that is.
Like the Gritz Blitz.
The New York Sack. Yeah, Gastineau, 1984.
But yeah, it was the whole our defensive line was called the New York Sack Exchange.
That's a great nickname because
it's a great nickname.
It's a great pun on the New York Stock Exchange and having sacks. It's funny. As a kid, this is what the Jets wore for when I was growing up. So when they switched to the Joe Namath level throw, I like that look. I think that look is better. I have not liked what they have done lately. I think it's weird because it was a hodgepodge of the two. I actually don't hate this. I was also someone who, when the Giants switched to the NY, I was like, that's a way better look. But I think that they should also go back to the 80s with the Giants on the helmet. I think that that looks better.
I like the NY better.
Yeah. I think the Lawrence Taylor look is better.
I think
with
they
like
should...
drops of cocaine on the jerseys, too.
I think they should lean more into the airplane thing in their name instead of just putting Jets, just put an airplane there.
I had forgotten because, you know, I'm rewatching The Sopranos. I'm in, I think, season 5 now.
It's a day that ends in a Y. Of course you're rewatching The Sopranos.
But I had forgotten about the episode where Feach is running the card game and Lawrence Taylor is in the card game.
Oh, I'd forgotten about that. Lawrence Taylor.
Lawrence Taylor is in the card game.
Tony.
I like the look. Hate the all green. Get rid of the all green.
What about the black?
Eh.
Which, if you add that to what color, Nick?
Orange.
If you add black to what color, it makes it burn orange. Oh, orange.
Yeah.
Okay. Tony says purple people eaters. That's another good nickname from back in the day.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Nick, you remember the Steelers. What did you call the Steelers?
The Steel Wall.
The Steel the Wall. Steel, famously.
The Steel Wall.
Move that wall. Tear down that curtain.
Gorb above.
Oh, the steel wall.
Indeed.
UNO transfer Frankie Fiddler postponed his announcements on this morning's Sharp and Hanley show.
Uh-oh.
He had just visited Michigan State recently. What is your theory as to why this postponement happened?
I think someone came with an offer that maybe had changed his mind and he gave him pause to rethink the whole thing.
Perhaps a bag? A legal bag.
Yeah.
The bags are legal now.
The bags
now.
Are legal now.
Now it's legal.
Yeah, probably that. Maybe the Michigan State visit was interesting. Maybe
could have been.
He likes the cable provider.
Maybe they just gave him a cool Spartan helmet.
Maybe they gave him a cool Spartan helmet. He says, I don't even play this sport, but I like the helmet.
I don't know, but we'll find out. The drama continues.
It does indeed.
Have you seen this? Have you heard about this? The FCS title game is moving from Sunday afternoon to Monday night. The 2024 edition will take place Monday, January 6th on ESPN. Do you like?
I actually do, and this is not in celebration of January 6th.
Well,
you're right, it's in remembrance of.
No, I like it because the FCS title game being on NFL Sundays is stupid because I will never watch. You will never watch this. I won't watch it there. Now, if they move it to Saturday at like noon, I would be more apt to watch it there because that would be before NFL games. I hate that it's been on Sundays, though. It makes no sense.
So there's no pro game on this day.
Because that's week 18.
Okay.
So they don't do a Monday night game.
I mean,
but they do a doubleheader on the Saturday.
It does make sense from getting away from competition. Does this make it more likely that I'm going to watch? No.
We'll talk about it that Monday in content, though. So they
will
got
we?
That. Yeah.
Will we?
We'll say, hey, the game's tonight.
We'll
are
be
you
in the
gonna...
middle of college basketball season. We're not going to talk about
it. Oh, worst time of the
FCS
whole
football.
Year. It's going to suck. There's still going to be 2 months left of basketball season. 3 months left of it by that point. Man, I'm happy that we're today. April 15th, what a great day. We're so many months removed. It's like a happier day. Don't you notice I'm cheerier now, John?
I thought you were cheerier because... Aren't you leading a rally later this week?
No, no rally.
Winner take all?
No, there is no rally. Normal call.
Winner take all, Josh?
No rallies.
Well, if you're chipper now, you're about to get brought down when
uh-oh.
I mention this.
Uh-oh.
The NBA playoffs are here.
Awesome!
Tomorrow. Which matchup has you the most excited?
Don't you do... Nick, I am getting sick of your... pretending to hate the NBA. You hated baseball a year ago, and now you won't stop talking about it.
I didn't hate baseball a year
well,
ago.
Well, you didn't like it.
Yeah, I did.
All right. Well, which matchup am I most interested in? I don't know. Heat 76ers is interesting on Wednesday.
Why? Why, Josh?
Well, the 76ers have Joel Embiid, but he's super banged up. The Heat are a weird team because they're bad in the regular season, and then last year they made the NBA Finals. That's interesting. Obviously, my Lakers, diehard Laker fan, versus the Pellies tomorrow. Go Lakers. The Lake Show. There you go. That's some basketball takes for you. I'm excited. I'm going to be watching the NBA playoffs. This will be great. Be nice to have one in the background while I
again,
read.
Again, wake me when you know the
September
playoffs actually start.
And so you're going to watch the
not
playoffs,
this,
which means you're just watching basketball for the next 6 months.
Not
2 months.
Playing games.
Why is this a negative? Why is two
why
months
is it a negative? Because there are too
no,
many damn
I'm
teams
talking
to
him.
Begin with.
Why is 2 months of basketball at the highest level bad?
A playoff shouldn't be 2 months long.
Hmm, interesting.
That's a great
How
point.
How many months is okay?
One, max.
1 month is
yeah.
okay. Okay.
I mean, that's what the NFL is. That's what March Madness is, 3 weeks.
So in a month, you'll be excited for the NBA playoffs?
No.
Hmm, interesting.
I'll be like, they should have stopped
this a month
ago. Because
they've already been going on for a month.
Interesting. Mm-hmm.
Tell me you enjoyed the Ohio State spring game on Fox as much as I did.
Whoa, Nick, tell me your thoughts. I'm more curious about what you think.
I think that they looked like a football team.
Wow, what a take. Mm. Interesting.
I would rather watch all the NBA play-in games than any spring game.
Wow. John would rather put his head in an oven and close the door than watch.
I wouldn't necessarily go that far, but it would kind of feel like, yeah.
Mm.
I am curious to see how many people actually sacrifice part of their Saturday to watch this.
Yeah, I kind of want to see the TV ratings, and I'm not a TV ratings guy.
And
yeah,
by
how
the
many
way,
sickos are out there?
You know, because you can't do one without the other. Michigan's spring game is this Saturday on Fox.
Oh, we'll have to include that in predictions. Thank you for the reminder.
Mm. Prediction, will Michigan spy on itself to gain an unfair advantage?
Nice, good question.
Mm. Well, that is content, and coming up, did someone in the NBA throw a game so that people could get food?
Wow, what a question.
Was it that former Husker who broke that record?
Nice. Oh, yeah, someone did point out earlier, Eric Pietkowski at one point held the record for most games played by a Clipper.
Oh.
There you go.
Okay.
More NBA players holding records.
I would not have guessed that in a million years.
Yeah, well, they've been a cursed franchise over the years. I just saw a tweet that said Kawhi Leonard's knee is, like, bigger or something. It's full of fluid. I don't know. It's not.
Oh, that's what
you fluid
meant
in your
bigger.
Knee.
Okay.
No, it's not going well for the Clippers. Classic Clippers. They're always so excited, and then they suck.
Is it because they changed their logo?
Yes, maybe that is the reason, and just their general history and vibe.
Well, maybe maybe you'll get the bring back Donald Sterling chance.
Maybe you will. We want Donald.
Oh,
Clipper fans.
Speaking of January 6th.
Handshake meme.
A lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
All right, stand by as we wrap up the Grum with What's for Dinner? The most popular segment on the Grum.
We love it.
1620 The Zone.
When you knock us down, we're going to get up. And on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off.
Crust is good on your pizza, not your ass.
I will eat your ass first.
He's tough as a Woolworth steak.
And then it's going to take two more shots to knock us down. All right, and on the way up, we're going to take your other kneecap.
I'm ready to hang them up, gut them, and skin them, and chop them up. You know what? I'm ready. My daughters aren't starving to death. I'll eat my neighbors.
And we're going to get up, and then it's going to take three shots to get us down. And when we do, we're going to take another hunk out of you.
Cliff, what are you going to take away as your best memory from playing basketball at Boston College?
Probably just, like, going out to eat.
I have no idea because I'm not cooking tonight.
Still making your recovering wife make you dinner?
No, she's not making.
Hey, dear, get out of there with your one arm.
I don't know if she's making dinner at all, but I am going to the Creighton postseason banquet, so it's whatever they're having for
probably
dinner.
Like a steak or a fish option would be my guess, right?
No one does fish. Come on, this is an airplane.
Oh.
Steak or fish.
Chicken
Remember,
option?
The people that took all the fish option, they're the ones that got sick. Keep that in mind.
Good point. Yeah, I had the salmon that one time. We had wings last night, so I'm going to have some leftover wings, among other things, and some fries.
Might be leftover night.
Leftover night for all of us.
Got some Chinese food. Got some.
Wow, you fixed her lawnmower. You did her lawn. She couldn't bother to cook you dinner for another
night. She made me lunch on lawn day. Fajitas, John. They were delicious.
Was it any good?
It was very good.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's What's for Dinner, a great segment that we all love.
Not all What's for Dinner, but
what's up? Tell me more.
So a lot of places, including here at Creighton, they do miss two free throws in the second half. The opponent misses two free throws. You get a free chicken sandwich.
Like in a row?
Yeah.
You do that at Creighton?
So the same guy at the free throw line, if he misses both ends of the free throw, the student section gets chicken sandwich.
Oh, but not the whole rest of the stadium.
They do the same thing at Clippers games.
Well, got to give the fans something, right?
Speaking of the Clippers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Boban, is it Marjanovic?
Sure. Boban. Yeah.
A career 76% free throw shooter.
Okay.
Missed his first.
And this was late in the game, right?
This was late in the game.
Fourth quarter.
A game that Houston eventually won.
And he plays for Houston. Mm.
And the fans started making a lot of noise.
Because they realized what's at stake. Free food.
Well, what's a chicken?
It was Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A.
Bummer.
The superior chicken sandwich.
Definitely.
Me.
He,
bad.
Apparently missed the second one on purpose.
Because have you seen the video? He starts looking around.
Yeah.
Looking around. He's like,
in the crowd.
Yeah. And then he bricks it. And they're like, yes, Boban, yes.
I feel like the true spirit and the sanctity of the game has been violated here. Mm. If Adam Stern wants to go after somebody, this is the guy to go after.
Wow. What if there was a prop bet about number of free throws he would have made? And the under just hit. Interesting.
It's
Jordan says, a man of the people. Sam writes, have to get What's for Dinner sponsored so we have it forever. Some takeout place has to see the opportunity. I'd love to do that.
What's for Dinner too.
Brought to you by blank. Imagine that.
Where blank is your restaurant.
Your
here.
Restaurant. We could say the name of it. Go to blank tonight. They have buy one wing, get a second wing for free.
Just one?
Because people, when they go to get wings, always buy one wing.
I love having two wings for dinner. Yum.
I would like one drummy, please.
Bye.
See you tomorrow.